This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Digital Poison. I'm your host, Rachel Carter, here to help you navigate this crazy world of screens, technology, and all that digital jazz. You know how it goes, we're constantly bombarded with notifications, updates, and the next big thing on social media. It's enough to make our heads spin. But what happens when our love affair with screens starts taking a toll on our mental health? Today, we're diving deep into prioritizing your mental well-being over screen time. Because let's be real, scrolling through endless feeds can feel like drinking from a fire hose of information, leaving you feeling drained and depleted instead of energized and informed. Think about it. Ever felt that knot in your stomach after spending hours doom scrolling? You know that feeling when you put your phone down and suddenly realize how much time has slipped away? We're going to break down 5 key takeaways that will help you reclaim your mental space and build a healthy relationship with technology. First things first, the awareness is key. It's about recognizing those patterns the mind is scrolling, the constant checking, the way social media can sometimes make us feel inadequate or anxious. It's not about demonizing screens, it's about understanding how they impact you and making conscious choices about your usage. Next, set boundaries. Think of them as digital fences protecting your mental health. Decide on specific times to unplug, like during meals or an hour before bedtime. Turn off notifications that constantly pull you back into the digital vortex. And remember those out-of-office replies? Apply that principle to your phone and social media. Let people know when you're taking a break and won't be responding immediately. Third, curate your content. Unfollow accounts that leave you feeling negative or envious. Fill your feed with inspiring, uplifting, or educational content that genuinely adds value to your life. Think of it like choosing your friends wisely. Surround yourself with people, or in this case, accounts who lift you up and make you feel good about yourself. Fourth, engage in real-life experiences. Remember the joys of face-to-face conversations, exploring nature, or picking up that hobby you've been neglecting. These activities nourish your soul and help you disconnect from the constant stimulation of screens. Ever noticed how a walk in the park can instantly clear your head? And finally, practice mindfulness. When you catch yourself reaching for your phone out of habit, pause for a moment. Take a few deep breaths, notice your surroundings, and ask yourself, do I truly need to check this right now? This simple act of awareness can help you regain control over your digital habits and create space for mental clarity. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy marketing executive who felt constantly overwhelmed by the pressure to be always on. Between work emails, social media notifications, and news alerts, her mind was racing 24/7. She felt drained, anxious, and disconnected from the things that truly mattered. One day, Sarah realized she needed a change. She started setting boundaries: no phone during meals, an hour of screen-free time before bed, and designated digital detox days each week. She also unfollowed accounts that triggered negative emotions and focused on following inspiring creators who shared content that uplifted her. Sarah began prioritizing real-life experiences, joining a hiking group and reconnecting with old friends. Slowly but surely, she felt her mental well-being improve. Her stress levels decreased, she slept better, and she rediscovered the joy of being present in the moment. Remember, taking control of your screen time is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be moments when you slip up, and that's okay. Just keep coming back to those key takeaways: awareness, boundaries, curation, real-life experiences, and mindfulness. So, what are you waiting for? Start prioritizing your mental health today. Turn off the notifications, step away from the screen, and rediscover the beauty of a world beyond pixels. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend who might need to hear it. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform and join the conversation on social media using #DigitalPoison. Until next time, keep those digital detox days coming, and remember, your mental well-being is worth more than any like or notification.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.